Without a ball, it's just a court. And without your spirit, it's only a game. So, together with the fans, we bring our best. For your next pregame, let's share a twist on a classic. The Hennessy Margarita. A squeeze of fresh lime juice and a bit of agave syrup. Topped off with ice and a salted rim. Mix it, shake it, pour it, and enjoy the spirit of the NBA. Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and older, please drink responsibly. So as we dive into episode 2 of the Courts and Culture Hennessy Travel, a man that is well-versed with the globe, I envy you in your international travel. And maybe I took basketball too serious because I haven't seen anything. Man. Until we went to
Italy.
Italy was amazing.
That was beautiful. Lake Como. That was very, very beautiful.
Forward.
This is Andre Iguodala.
This is Evan Turner.
We're trying to get to the true essence of not just basketball, but life. And that means something.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
That level of understanding has been taken out of the game.
What was your first time traveling with family internationally?
After my first year in the league, I took my whole family to the Dominican Republic.
Is that traveling internationally?
At the time, that was big for me.
Like, I was about to say Bahamas, but I'm thinking like that ain't international.
No, that's real. But like coming up, and we were going to Wisconsin Dells. So when people say internationally, like it's like don't do that. Like I got homies that'll take pictures from Jet Suite.
Like, true story.
You know what I mean? True story. When you sit there, I'll do two different times. I took my whole family to the Dominican Republic, and I thought that was expensive. Like, you know, I'm sitting there, like, sweating. But I took my whole family there, and even my great-grandma. I feel like she was 98 at the time. And I remember,
she was moving around in 98?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We took her on a couple of, not safaris or little, like, whatever, expeditions around the area, put her in a car or whatever. I think she saw a freshwater canal. And when she got out the car, she was just like, I heard her say, oh, my God, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. And she was 98, and I thought that was wavy. And then that was the first time I really took the family. That was 13 deep. Shout out to the gang. And then the second time I left to go to international travel was when I played for the Celtics, and that's when I realized I was being a fool by not going to Europe way sooner. When I was a kid, I thought I had a better chance of getting to the moon. NBA than Europe. That's how far Europe was to me. And I remember playing for the Celtics. We had to play in Milan, and we had to play in Madrid. I remember going over there. It only took us like 6 hours.
Right.
And I was like, wait, to get to L.A. is 6.5 hours. So this whole time, I could have been on some whole different shit.
Right.
Had I not been so projectish. So that was it. So ever since then, I made it a thing to make sure I've gone back to Europe every single year.
And that brings me to my point of how ignorant I think we were as NBA players back then.
Yeah.
And so we get on these young kids and these young fellas about how they play.
Yeah.
But they're a lot more open-minded than we ever were.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll never forget my first time in Europe and all the complaining we did as NBA players. There was a burger that we were brought to the table, but it had no bun. Like, somebody was like, yo, let me get a burger. And they brought out, like, a beef patty with, like, gravy on it.
Were you in France?
We were in Spain.
Okay, I'm about to say the French would do that to you. But
we
keep
were in
going.
Spain.
Yeah.
And just how, it's interesting because the difference between being in Europe in 2005 versus like 2020, it feels like night and day.
Yeah, for sure.
I say the same thing about Toronto. Like we tried to get out in Toronto. And Toronto just didn't, it felt foreign to me.
Yeah.
Like the smell, the money,
yeah.
You know, the interactions. But now I go to Toronto, I'm like, this is the spot. And so I can't put my finger on why. I don't know. But the 2010?
World, yeah. The World Game.
World Championships.
Yeah, yeah.
Istanbul.
No, I heard Turkey's crazy.
Oh, my God. One of my favorite places on earth.
I heard Turkey was dumb. I always want to go to the balloon festival in Turkey, the hot air balloon.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
I mean, it looked cute. It's Cappadocia or something like that.
Okay.
I'm gonna get a restaurant and call it Cappadocia or gefilte fish. And I'm gonna serve all turkey.
But they try to kidnap Danny Granger's dad.
In
Turkey.
Really?
In Istanbul.
Ransom?
But like he made it back, but when the police, like, you know, we had like the embassy came, about how it happened, what's going on, because it's like, no, we got to report this. But he was like, nah, it was these little dudes that tried to grab me, and I was like, man, move. And he just kept going about his day. He beat me twice, so it was like, did they attempt it or it was whatever? But like that was interesting.
Yeah.
But like Istanbul was it.
Point forward.
Hennessy and Mitchell & Ness have come together for the Ultimate Drop, a limited edition collection to celebrate Hennessy's continued partnership with the NBA. Because some things just go together, like Evan and myself.
Hey, man. Remember when we met back in the day at Tim Grover's attack facility? Mm-hmm. I think it was like 08. I was finishing up my freshman year, and you were about to prepare to get that bag, right?
Yes, my extension year.
We met in 08. In 2010, we fast forward to be each other's teammates.
Mm-hmm.
I obviously thought I was better than you. Then the first day of practice, I go baseline. And you Brian blocked my shot before
that
Brian.
That was a good block, G. Bro, I remember that.
Bro, that was an amazing block. I'm looking like, bro, what just happened back there? And then I'm like thinking something, like talking to my agent, like, bro, you just said I was better than this dude?
Look, on the court, you're surrounded by a collection of personalities, egos, and talent. But when the pieces come together, that's when you form a great team. The same thing is true when you mix a great drink. Different ingredients come together for the first time, complementing one another to make something out of this world. And beyond the drinks, this drop with Hennessy and Mitchell & Ness celebrates the intersection of basketball with art, music, and fashion. Elements of culture that represent ways the fans and players pay homage to the game.
The exclusive collection will have a limited drop available for both in retail and online. Check out at Hennessy US on Instagram for more information. Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and older, please drink responsibly.
Point forward.
What was the first stamp on your passport?
Oh, so I'm going to give you my first stamp. And this is a segue into what the Honorable Isaiah Thomas used to say. Basketball have you dining with kings and, you know, in some of the, you know, seen in some of the best, you know, lands on earth. I remember my sophomore year in college. After my sophomore year, I had a big year or whatever. I get called for the World University Games for Team USA. Mm-hmm. So shout out Dave Egelhoff. He took me to get my passport. Like I said, I never thought I'd leave the country. So I ended up going to get my passport, and I remember going to play for university games that year, and I remember stopping. Our first stop was Germany. We land in Germany for a layover. Second, we hop off the plane. Somebody walks up to us and it's like, Americans, Michael Jackson died. It just walked away. Like, you know what I mean? So we like, damn, gee, did Michael really, like, we on some did Michael really die type shit. And he did, but
he just did really die.
Like, we landed, and we found out the news there. So it could have been, like, Europe's, we landed at, like, 9 a.m., and probably was, like, 2 a.m. back then. He's like, Americans, Michael Jackson died. As soon as we landed, like, and then from there, we traveled to Belgrade, Serbia.
How was that?
Man, that was 10 years after we bombed their ass. It was tough. It was hard to get them to understand, like, like, the blacks are different entities. Stop coming up to us. We ain't bomb y'all shit. And then it was like, what did y'all do? I know they warned y'all. What did y'all do? What did y'all do? So other than that, shout out to Serbia. Shout out to my man Bogdan Bajivanovic.
Yeah.
The one from Atlanta. Good guy. But I was wondering, like, you say, like, the youth is so much, so more progressive and, mm-hmm. like, so much more open to, like, the world. And I think one thing that occurs is social media and the expansion of it. But I think also as well, like, after being where you've gone, do you think, like, without basketball, would you have been like a global traveler?
I'm from Springfield, Illinois.
Okay, yeah, never mind.
And so Springfield gets mad at me sometimes, but it's just a small town mindset. I didn't get on a plane until I was 16.
That's crazy.
My first plane.
Yeah.
And we flew to New York, and I'll never forget, like, this is my ignorance. So I'm speaking to my ignorance. Yeah. That was my first time I saw a man dressed up as a woman.
Oh, wow. Really?
That was, and so that was the first time I ever seen it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Going on the subway. And so, like, I was like, oh, look. Like, I was loud. And I'm with dudes from Chicago, and they used to always make fun of me, like, yo, this Springfield dude don't know nothing.
Yeah.
And they were right. Like, I don't know what I don't know. Yeah. And they was like, hey, man, shut up, man. You're going to get us killed. And I'm like, what? I just never seen that before. And like, that's where I come from. Yeah, and so I'm saying, like, I wasn't, like, if you don't get out, you're not getting out. And so, like, yes, basketball was my vehicle to, like, get somewhere. And I think that's what messed me up, because my first trip international was Venezuela. Under 18. It was a world under 18 championship.
Why always have games there, G? Like, when people, like, my mom used to be like, all right, bro, like, to send you to Serbia, like, shout out to Serbia. But she's like, you sure you want to do this? Like, Venezuela, dog.
And I don't know where I'm going. And we just did our training camp in Miami. And so, and we practiced at the heat facility.
You showed up and you was the richest person there.
So I'm like, okay. No, our beds, the first hotel we, I never forget, the first hotel we showed up to in Venezuela, the hotel had a nice pool. When we got in the room, the mattress was like this thick, and underneath the mattress was a block of concrete. And then they had to figure out, like, yo, we can't have y'all staying here. Like, this is the real slums, and they had to find us another hotel. Like, we were crazy.
That's crazy.
And then, like, dudes wasn't eating, because it's like, we ain't used to having rice and beans for breakfast.
No,
like,
that's real. This is,
that was interesting. Yeah, and so that kind of messed me up going anywhere outside America.
Yeah, and that's crazy, because like, I remember being in Serbia when we traveled. That was one thing I liked. I enjoy Serbia. I enjoy, like, learning the culture. And kind of just, it's my first real time. Like we said, 09 seems like such a long way away. But that was before mass media was out. So while I'm joking, like, with some of the locals, it's like, no, I'm learning a lot about what's going on in the rest of the world. And to a certain extent, it was kind of, like, humbling leaving where, you know, even though you're from the slums, it'd be like, no, I can be negative or spoiled in my approach to things.
Yeah.
And I think that's what started making me want to start exploring more. Because when you leave the country, it is cool to explore and kind of, you know, expand on your, you know, on a culture, you know, your culture experiments.
True story. True story. Your favorite, because you've been like, I'm so mad. A place I want to go to. I want to ask you that. A place you haven't been that you want to go. I know exactly where I want
to
go.
I want to go to Australia, but I just can't do 24 hours on a
bike.
Yeah, I can't do. That's 24-hour flight.
There's a place I have that I want to go before Australia.
Where?
They said Croatia is what Miami is supposed to be.
I did hear. I heard Croatia summer, the boat week and everything. I heard it's very beautiful. Actually, Nick Vucevic used to tell me about it.
Yep.
Well, you know, you go to Serbia, you're basically near Croatia. And
they said Croatia got the best beaches in the world.
I heard about that. I actually heard people swore up and down that's the truth. Man, I'm going to be honest with you. I've never been to Israel or Turkey, man, but Barcelona, town for town, or at least I've only been to like four or five towns out there, like the Barcelona.
So my ignorant ass, I need to go back to Barcelona.
Yeah, I love Barcelona.
Because we went for training camp with the Sixers, and I'm too ignorant to enjoy it.
You didn't go to the Gaudi house or nothing?
We don't know none of this.
Man, I'm not going to lie. When you go to Barcelona.
We missed the whole thing.
Yeah.
We missed everything, bro. I saw the church.
Sagrada de Familia?
Yeah, but, bro, like, we did it all wrong. But
I'll give credit.
I don't want to knock this city, but they didn't. They didn't give me the tools I needed to enjoy life.
To be honest with you.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Philly. To be honest with you, G, and shout out to Philly, because I love everybody like that worked on staff in Philly. But when you sit here and stuff, like, bro, we be so removed from stuff. Like, you be outside waiting for a cab. Not in a weird way, but I just feel like when you go to other teams, you feel like you were in the league. When you went to the Sixers, it was like...
They got it right now.
Yeah, no, they got it right now for sure. But at the time, it'd be like, bro, I just be in the most randomest places as like a $1 million dude. And I wasn't like really taught like
how to move
or like I didn't know the organization would help me move. I didn't know it was a mandatory thing. By the time I showed up, it was like, you can't go to Lil Wayne. You can't go here. You know what I mean? So I was wondering, I think one thing that occurs about international travel, what's your vibe when you go to international travel? Like, are you dressing your swag? Or are you saying, like, you know what, I'm going to bring a couple sweats and I'm going to go shop over there? Like, what's the steez and what's the countries you like to shop in best? Like, I always say Milan always just tell them it's just picturesque shopping.
Yes.
Like you go down a little brick road, like it's just a fun day to shop.
Yeah.
Like,
I had a good time in Milan, been to Milan. You know what? There's this one shoe that I cannot find in my size. And this is how I want to dress when I'm overseas in the summer. Espadrillos.
Oh, yeah, I love espadrillos.
I cannot find a pair in my size. I've been looking for like 15 years.
I had an espadrillo, like, little phase at one point. I was like, forget. I was just walking. I would buy them small and just walk on the back of them. Like, my feet get tired.
Now, I might have had one pair that I tried to do that.
No, because it goes with your lower piano outfits and all that. But yeah, no.
Some linen pants or shorts and a lower piano polo, or give me a Zegna t-shirt and I'll put a cardigan or some type of sweater tied up over it.
Yeah, that's hard.
And my wonderful Essaia hat. And there you go.
And then all you do is go eat cheese and like prosciutto and
charcuterie boards.
Yeah, charcuterie boards. Yeah. And you finesse from there. Oh, yeah, when we were in Italy.
Yeah, that was pretty
cool. I forgot what the name of that hotel was. It was a beautiful hotel.
Beautiful.
Shout out to that wedding party that did it, B.I.G. Y'all really held it there. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie, y'all was 25 deep. Mm-hmm. It was a diverse wedding party, so I know the homies was really getting money across all different type of colors. I was talking with that heavy. The suits was time for it. I'm like, damn, they getting money over there, low key. I had to close my date. He must be a trust fund baby. But anyway, after we got done on ATIP, we went into the lobby, and we're having a conversation. It was so funny that a woman came up. And I'm like, oh, she probably just wants to take a picture. And she's like, what's your name? And you're like, Andre. She's like, were you on a call last week? Like a venture capitalist call? And da-da-da. I'm with such and such. Hi. Like,
yeah.
I remember, you know, Mrs. Iggy got upset because she interrupted the conversation. But I was kind of like, whoa, like, you might be mad, but, like, Dre's getting recognized as a businessman over a basketball player, and we're in Milan.
Yeah, she didn't know I was a basketball player.
That's
she
what
just,
I'm saying.
She just identified me as she did a pitch for her company, and we were thinking about investing, and she recognized me. I was like, whoa, that was the first time that ever happened.
Yeah, and it really set the tone, because it was just like, no, she was there with her husband. She was working.
Yeah.
Like, do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, she was like, man, I'm sorry if I interrupted anything, but like, nah, nice to meet you face to face. But how'd you feel about that? It's one thing to be recognized international, but another thing to be recognized in two different sports, quote unquote.
No, it was like that was one of my favorite moments in terms of interactions with people, and because she didn't know me as a basketball player, and I was speaking at Columbia, and they were asking me like, you know, what have you learned from these different worlds, and I was saying how hard it was to raise capital for fun, and one thing that happened was one of the larger LPs who invested in our firm, they were talking about my tweets, like, yeah, you know, they gave me like cavity check, like background check, asking me. We had to do a 2-hour interview, just me, not the other part. They in there watching me get interviewed.
Yeah.
It was pretty extensive. And so they were talking about, like, you know, your tweet from 2 years ago. It wasn't nothing bad, laughing about it. I'm like, you know, they really doing a background check.
Yeah.
Like, this is crazy. And so in the moment, I'm thinking to myself, like, well, we got to level up.
Yeah.
Like, this is where you're at now.
Yeah.
And you got to stay at this level and just like, you know, you don't want to take yourself too serious, but at the same time, it's like, this is what's at stake.
Oh, no, it's aware. It's just being aware and just being like, damn, y'all worry about a tweet from 2 years ago. You know what I mean? You just have to worry about if I was that good. I would just have to be that good, because you're talking about tweets. I'm like, man, you might as well just let that go.
Be merry, be free. Go, like, see places. Like, when you go see places, like, oh, I went to one of my other favorite trips was in Greece.
Oh, I heard Greece is lit. You went before they got broke or after?
It was right when they got broke. They got broke.
I would have turned up.
It was right
there.
When the economy just went south. And, like, what is their currency called? Whatever the currency called.
Greek.
It went to, like, nothing. And you saw stuff boarded up. But we went to the, it's a tourist attraction where I think Peter or Paul, like the disciples traveled through.
Oh, word?
And they gave you like the background and history of they were preaching through there. Like that was where they went through. It was amazing.
Man, that's hard.
Greece. And like that was what I remember most about that trip. Those are the trips I like when I learn something like about life. Like forget all the basketball stuff.
That was something Eric Snow had said when I was a rookie in a league. He was like, man, when you hit any city, just make sure you learn about that city. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's one thing. As much as I do have fun, I will go out and make sure I do, like, touristy shit and do see some stuff I would see in a history book. Like, to go back to Barcelona and see the Sagrada de Familia in person.
Yeah.
It's OD.
But I apologize because there is... I'm leaving out Africa only because I feel like that's home. So please, my beautiful people, I've been back home. That's one of the few times where I left America and felt more at home than
did
any
you?
Other time of my life, bro.
Where'd you go apart?
I went to Nigeria. I went back to the crib.
Word?
Yeah.
And you felt more at home.
Listen, I won't speak to how I really, really, really felt because I only saw me. And so I'll leave it at that. I only saw me.
Was you with Nigerians? I'm not talking about you. You went there with Nigerians.
I went there for a board meeting.
Oh, okay. That's crazy. Actually, I heard about
it. And
it was just
African-based company. It served its purpose in Africa. And so I went back to Lagos.
Oh, that's
and
hard.
To see it, I never felt like so at home. Like, I was like, I let down my guard completely.
That's hard.
And the food, like, I had authentic fufu.
Yeah.
A goosey soup, pepper soup. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's different over there. Jamie Foxx.
Was there?
I might need security. That his stand up?
Oh, yeah. He's like, you smell good.
He hit it on the head. Pause. Yeah.
Point. Forward.
This episode of Courts and Culture was brought to you by Hennessy. Drink responsibly. Tune in for another episode next week.
Without a ball, it's just a court. And without your spirit, it's only a game. So, together with the fans, we bring our best. For your next pregame, let's share a twist on a classic. The Hennessy Margarita. A squeeze of fresh lime juice and a bit of agave syrup. Topped off with ice and a salted rim. Mix it, shake it, pour it. And enjoy the spirit of the NBA. Hennessy. Without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and older, please drink responsibly.